Hello.
Hey Lloyd, it's Bea. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Nice to get in touch with you. I was just calling to let you know that I did have Alex send you out an extension to close the property, and I wanted to give you an update on it, okay?
Yeah, like I said, I told her earlier, like, there's no signing. I'm not signing no extension or nothing like that. You can send it, but.
Right. So as per the terms of the original contract, we actually don't need a signature. It does say, and you agreed, that the buyer can choose to extend the contract. We are also...
Where does it say that at? It don't say that in my contract, in my first contract at all, that I signed. Nothing about extending. It says the closing on or before the 26th or thereafter. And it's almost a month after.
Right,
I mean,
or a reasonable time thereafter. That is correct.
Right.
Do you have the agreement in front of you?
Which agreement are you talking about?
The original agreement that we have with each other.
Yeah, I got it in my text here.
Yeah, well, if you want to review it together, I'd be happy to.
All right, so what are we doing?
Well, you know, I'm also just pulling it up myself. Give me just 1 second, because I want to make sure that I'm doing it verbatim. So I'm looking at the closing terms and conditions, and you're correct. It does say closing shall occur on or before, and we put it in there, 9/26, or a reasonable time thereafter. The seller agrees that the buyer shall choose the closing agent. Seller agrees to convey general warranty deed. And sorry, give me just 1 second. So that second line there, it says, the buyer may choose to extend this contract period by written notification to the seller during the escrow period. So, you know, we did extend it on 10/10, and I believe you spoke to Sheena this week as well. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, we've just been having some issues with the title. We have spoken to her every day. I got an update from her as well that if they did not receive it back today, then they would definitely have it by tomorrow. And so we're just executing our right to extend the contract. But like I said, either way, we're still within that reasonable time thereafter. And so we're working very, very diligently to get this closed as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm about to get out of there. Yeah, like I said, I ain't agreed to sign to anything. So, like I said, far as signing.
I'm sorry?
I said I didn't agree to sign to no extensions. Like I said, I gave her the opportunity. Like I talked to, I can't remember her name. I talked to her earlier this week. Like, we both agreed on that. It's my choice. At this time, it's my choice. Like you saying, you in your reasonable amount of time. And, like, you never gave me. Y'all still not giving me a specific time, like a certain time where we're going to close or none of that. So, like I said, I'm not really agreeing to sign to anything. Like I said, unless we negotiate something different than a whole new contract or something to that nature. Like.
Right. So what I'm saying is you agreed to the original agreement, and in that original agreement, it does say the buyer can extend this contract by written notification. So we're executing our right to do that. I understand that
you did that for the 10th, right? For that to the 10th, right? You already did that too once already, right?
And I just did it again. And so I'm just calling to notify you that I just...
Oh, well, I'm just letting you know that, you know what I mean, I'm not signing to anything. If you want to go on and go back and forth with this, then you can. But right now, I don't really, you know what I mean, I'm done talking to you, to be honest. So we ain't got nothing else to talk about. We could talk to forestry or anybody else you want to talk to, but I'm about done talking to you.
All right. Well, Lloyd, I can...